Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 90. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 51. Sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 71. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 50.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's not only election season, but today is the final day for the federal budget cycle, as October 1st, tomorrow, starts off budget cycle of 2025 for the federal government, as the federal government last week just barely passed a continuing resolution to allow the current funding levels. As we sat down with U.S. Senator James Lankford from the state of Oklahoma, talking about that process that just squeaked by at the last minute.
Well, it's status quo at that point. So it actually ended up did come from the House. The House passed it first yesterday, and then the Senate picked it up and passed it right after that.
Okay.
But the House ended up passing a bill that's, that they originated that's basically 3 months of status quo. It takes us to December the 20th. Effectively, what the House did and the Senate followed on was punt all the hard decisions until after the election and everybody got out of town.
That again, our sit down with U.S. Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma, who said they're also continuing their conversation on a new farm bill for the year. But American Network News.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. The September 10th sale at Midwest Kia is here, and you won't want to miss it. For a limited time, drive away in a brand new 2024 Kia Forte LXS for just $199 a month. That's right, only $199. Need something with a little more space? Check out the full-size 2025 Kia K5 LXS. Now available for just $299 a month. That's right, incredible payment options on both the Forte and the K5, but only during our September 10th sale. Or save up to $13,000 off MSRP on the EV9. With 5 different SUV models to choose from, there's something for everyone. Hurry in to the Big Tent Sale at Midwest Kia or online at MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end September 30th. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees.
With more electric vehicle charging stations popping up around the state of Kansas, AAA says that we still have some of the cheapest rates of electricity with kilowatts per hour when it comes to charging stations compared to others around the nation. KAKE News reports that according to the latest study from AAA from around the nation, Kansas comes in at number one, being charged 22 cents per kilowatt hour. That is just above what Missouri charges at 24 cents, Delaware at 26 cents, and Wisconsin at 28 cents. Nebraska and Texas both came in at 29 cents per kilowatt hour. According to AAA, they said it was a great time as last week also wrapped up National Drive Electric Week, saying according to Cox Automotive that U.S. electric vehicle sales for quarter number two of this year increased 23% compared to the previous year. In other news, the Corporation of Disney says that they are cracking down on password sharing, saying that individuals across the nation, if you do have a subscription to Disney Plus, not to share your password, and that you may see subscription fees on the rise. Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The University of Nebraska's Board of Regents says that they may do away with alcohol bans at university grounds and allowing the open doors for alcohol sales to happen at Husker football and volleyball games starting as early as next year. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say that the regents will be meeting at the end of this week to consider the wider approval process that would let campuses develop safety management plans to sell alcohol at all of their specific athletic events. According to the regents, that if the initiative does pass, a portion of those sales would be diverted back to alcohol safety education courses or services to combat alcohol abuse, saying, quote, the University of Nebraska has put a great deal of thought and care into how we approach alcohol at the athletic events. I'm very pleased that we have shown that we can do this safely, responsibly, and in a way that makes sense for our fans, our student athletes, and the institution as a whole. If the initiative does pass, they say it would starting in the fall of the 2025-26 sports season.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners, at last week's meeting, after hearing from a representative with High Plains, voted to reject allowing seismic testing on county roads or right-of-way. Testing may be done on private property with approval of a landowner. Concerns had been raised regarding potential impact to springs and wells and use of roads not designated as haul routes. Seismic testing has recently been underway in Washington County and is also planned in parts of Clay, Cloud, and Dickinson counties. Washington County Commissioners also took up the issue of seismic testing, which they do allow on county roads and right-of-way. Some reports of testing on private property without advance permission was raised and has been communicated. Road and Bridge is trimming some trees at bridge locations on Washington Township roads. They've advised the new blacktop north of Washington and Lynn will not be salted this winter in efforts to avoid damaging the surface. A county tax sale is being planned for December with 16 parcels currently on the list. Property owners may still redeem them with past due collections, court costs, and fees. Washington County Health Department will offer vaccine clinics Tuesday, October 1st at the Barnes Cafe, 8:30 until 9:45, the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, 10:30 to 11, Greenleaf Heights from 11:30 till 12:30, the Cougar's Den in Morroville from 1:15 to 1:45, and the Haddam Cafe, 2:15 until 2:45. On Wednesday, vaccine clinics in Washington County at the Palmer Cafe, 11 to 11:30, Lynn City Building, 12:30 to 1:30, and Colonial Lakers in Washington, Wednesday from 2 until 3. $60 for regular flu vaccine, $95 for high dose or Flublok. For details, phone 785-325-2600. Marshall County Health Department Outreach Vaccine Clinics will be held with a drive-through clinic this Wednesday, October 2nd, from 8 to 6 at the Lakeview Sports Complex in Marysville. All vaccines will be offered. The downtown clinic will be closed Wednesday. Vaccines will be offered as well Thursday at the Helvering Center in Marysville from 12:15 to 1:30, with stops planned in Bremen, October 8th, Blue Rapids and Waterville, October 10th, Axtell, Summerfield and Beatty, October 14th, Frankfort and Vermilion, October 15th, The full schedule and immunization forms online at marshallcohealth.org. Please bring your current insurance card with you. Marysville High won their football homecoming game versus Concordia Friday. Grace Winkler was crowned queen and Ashton Schaefer king before the ball game. Axtell won their homecoming match on Friday versus Blue Valley. Kieran Smith was crowned queen and Ryland Bussing king. Philip R. Swearingen, age 74 of Hanover, passed away September 25th. Funeral service Wednesday, October 2nd, 10:30, at the Christie Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Christie Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Philip Swearingen. James G. Flower II, age 68, of Blue Rapids, passed away September 27th. Memorial service Friday, October 4th, 2 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Gymnasium. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for James Flower II. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs with noodles, mixed veggie, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News time is 7:13.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly sunny and cooler throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then staying clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine and a bit warmer into Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Staying sunny into Thursday as well with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Staying slightly cooler into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. And mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 76. Record high on this date 99. The average low 51. The record low 26. Sunrise this morning 7:23 with sunset this evening at 7:11. Fifty degrees ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 30th of September. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Your next car search ends at Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. This is Andrew Crownover, and we vow to offer the largest selection of vehicles with the lowest prices in the area. But our commitment to satisfaction doesn't stop there, with service to all the vehicles you own. For outstanding selection, unmatched prices, and reliable service, call on Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Tough to reach that big 4-0. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Chiefs, Vikings with wins yesterday. They remain unbeaten. Kansas City, a 17-10 win over the Chargers to go to 4-0, although they lose Rashee Rice to a knee injury. Minnesota holds off the Packers to win by 2 in a game where the Vikings had scored the first 28 points. Chiefs and Vikings are 4-0. Seahawks can join them tonight. They face the Lions for Monday Night Football. That's one of two games tonight. The winless Titans play Miami against the Dolphins. Also on Sunday, two teams fall from the ranks of the unbeatens. Bills losing the Sunday night game to the Ravens. Baltimore with a 35-10 rout. Steelers also lose for the first time. Their coach, Mike Tomlin.
I appreciate the fight of our group. I just told them that. But not that I'm congratulating them for it. Fight is required in this business. But I am acknowledging it, and it is appreciated. But beyond that, the real tangible reasons why we lost this game, man, it's on us. We were sloppy in a lot of ways.
For the Steelers, it's a 27-24 loss to the Colts, who were playing with their backup quarterback, Joe Flacco, after Anthony Richardson left in the first quarter. Jets miss a field goal in the closing seconds. They lose to the Broncos 10-9. Falcons get a 58-yarder with 2 seconds to go and beat the Saints. Raiders rally to beat the Browns. Las Vegas coming from down 10. Their second double-digit comeback this season. They didn't have any last year. Bengals get their first win of the season. It's a 10-point win over Carolina. Texans score in the final half minute. They beat the Jags, who fall to 0-4. WNBA Sun, a 3-point win over the Lynx in their series opener. Liberty topped the Aces by 10. Brianna Stewart, 34 in the win. Baseball regular season is over for most. Braves Mets, though, have a doubleheader today to decide the wild card. Braves Mets Diamondbacks are tied. 2 wild card spots available. A doubleheader split sends the Braves and Mets.
Shop Macy's VIP sale going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. With the Fed's next decision on interest rates a little over a month away, investors are looking for tea leaves in a couple of key reports on jobs this week. And Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaks to economists gathering today in Nashville. Stock futures were slightly lower today after the major indexes finished mixed on Friday. The Dow Jones rose 138 points to a new record high, 42,313. The S&P and NASDAQ composite both slipped to close out last week. Shares in Stellantis plunged 12% in Europe this morning after the automaker pared down its 2024 guidance. The parent to Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Maserati blames deteriorating industry dynamics and new competition from China. And the next new soft drink flavor is a mocktail classic. 7-Up confirms that it's come up with a Shirley Temple soda flavor. It'll be available starting in the middle of October, but only through the holidays. It's gone by New Year's. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. Sim Spank with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. USDA's latest price report shows an improvement in livestock prices and the opposite situation for crop producers. USDA's Gary Crawford has the report.
As the experts have been predicting for some time, the price situation for livestock producers is improving, but things are going the other way for many crop producers. Latest evidence of that coming in USDA's price report covering the month of August. It shows the prices received index for livestock going up almost 4% in August, averaging 18% higher than August a year ago. On the crop side, farmers saw prices take a slight downturn in August, but the crop price index was already running 16% below August a year ago. As an example, corn dropping 39 cents during August to an average $3.84. That's down $1.89 from a year ago. Soybean growers watched their crop lose $1 of its value in August, taking prices down to $10.30 a bushel. That's $3.80 below a year ago. Livestock prices higher than last year for all except hogs and turkey. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Now, in other news, Tom Vilsack, Ag Secretary, spoke about the role of emerging technologies.
Significant discussion of emerging technologies, everything from AI to gene editing. And what was, I think, positive in that space was the general acceptance of the importance of making sure that those tools are, in fact, used. And that they are made available and affordable to smallholders, to small and mid-sized farming operations. So there's a sensitivity, I think, to making sure that as we develop new and emerging technologies, that they are not limited in terms of who and how they can be used.
Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network.
On Friday, October 4th, Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction for approximately 146 acres of prime Marshall County crop ground sold in two tracts. Tract 1 consists of 107 acres with 83% currently in crop production. Tract 2 registers 39 acres with 89% currently in production. Featuring investor quality cropland, both tracts are located 1.5 miles west and 2 miles north of Marysville between Marysville and Herkimer. In-person auction held October 4th, 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville, with all Midwest land and home auctions offering a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online registration and online bidders' terms must be completed no later than Wednesday, October 2nd at noon. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Denkenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust in Midwest.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. It is time for spring calving cattle herd producers to start preparing for weaning. K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff explains a few of the things that need to be thought through to help make the transition hopefully smoother and more comfortable for the calf.
Thinking ahead of how
you are going to wean? What is your actual plan for this, both short-term and long-term? Is your plan to wean these animals, have a true maternal separation from mom? Are you going to hold on to them for a period of time that we often refer to as preconditioning? If so, planning today and maybe even starting today with some of the preconditioning programs, right? Getting with your veterinarian. You might have to do some pre-weaning vaccination schedules. This also is a great time prior to weaning. We may actually deworm these animals to make sure that we clean out any of those efficiency-robbing internal parasites, that we can clean those calves up and have them prepared for a ration and to be able to gain up to their potentials.
Cattle producers may only use the weaning facilities once a year, so Tarpoff lists a few things that should be checked.
Now is the time to get in there, check the water tank, fix anything that might be broken down, check all of our fencing. So making sure that we have our physical facilities up to spec, that we're prepared with feedstuffs, with, you know, feed delivery, everything's turned on, possibly even working the weaning pen itself. If we need to use bedding, we have those bedding supplies that it's already out, it's packed in, we're ready to go.
Weather is an aspect that can't be controlled for weaning but can have a negative impact. Tarpoff says what producers should have prepared and considered.
We're coming into the fall in Kansas, and we need to be realistic that if we get that cold rain, these calves need some extra care. So whether that means windbreaks, whether that means different types of bedding that we want to put down, we want to maximize comfort for these calves to minimize any type of stressor that's associated with the weather. Now, when those weather events happen and some of these added stressors of weaning, we need to be prepared for any type of illness. The most common around weaning is going to be respiratory disease. So having that sit-down communication with your local veterinarian to be able to have the know-how, what animals to treat, when to treat them, and what to treat with, is all that pre-planning to be able to have that communication with your veterinarian, have products on hand. So if you find a sick calf today, you don't have to wait 2 or 3 days before you get that treatment in. You're prepared and you can administer that product appropriately as soon as possible to get that calf back on track to its productive life.
That was K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff with reminders for cattle producers who are getting ready to wean their calves. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks from Bietra 77 Livestock. Handsome Monday with 11 o'clock start here this morning, with the combine still ripping and roaring and everything. A lot of work in the country as guys are starting to wean calves and that type thing. So we anticipate for a bright future and very good cattle coming to town. Talking about good, again, we get to tell you about the markets, 186 to 187, certainly higher again, 292 to 294 on the carcass. So those markets are working back up, and the live markets are also good, and certainly the cow market may be just a little lower by $2 or $3, but still seems like good money in town. So if you're working some cows and that type thing, guys, certainly keep us in the future to market your livestock. Well, here today with 11 o'clock, we'll get on the hay at 12 noon in the small squares, 20, 20, 20, 20. They are second cut. In the big round bales, there's a total of 34 third cuts. They weigh 12, 36. They're in increments of 11, 11, 12. Also, round alfalfa, 11, 11, 12. First cut, weigh 1571. Protein of 19.4. Feed value, 153. In an offering of round alfalfa, 20 bales, 10 and 10, very nice second cut. They weigh 1523 in the round prairie clover, total of 40 in groups of 10. They weigh 1471. Then there's a nice offering of 8 prairie in the big round department. So that's the hay sales at about that 1230 mark. We will get started on the calves here today. Super set of the Watermeyer cattle out of Burr. 57 Char Black Cross steer and heifers coming off the cow. They do have a 9-4 vaccination. They're going to weigh that 5, top scales at 7 on a few. Very good cattle. Always selling here on the tail end of September. Ideas Voice 27 black, black baldy bull steer heifers coming off the cow. They're going to have a July vaccination at 3 to 550. The Adams calves, 8 black steer and heifers coming off the cow with a vac, 450 to 550. Kind of hard to say. Unadilla calves, they are 5 black heifers, nice small group, may vac, wean also. 500 to 600. Roger Keir out of Weimar has got 6 black and red steers. Her spring wean vaccinated at 600. Nebraska City cattle of 13 black, red steer and heifers. April wean 730. On the vac, they're going to weigh 5 to 750. Sterling's got 14 black baldy, red baldy steer and heifers with a 30-day wean. 550 to 650. Pleasantdale, 13 black baldy steer and heifers, 30-day wean, June vac, nice small group of calves. They're going to be in the 350 to 450 range. Also out of Beatrice, 7 black steer and heifers, may wean, 6 to 650. Now we'll catch more lighter calves here today. Give us a call, Alicia, Rick, or Denny, 223-3571. We certainly wish that we can be a part of your business here in the future as you're marketing the calves and so forth, getting them weaned, getting them vaccinated. Please give us a call. I want to remind you about the bred cow sales coming up December, January. A lot of interest in the consignments, guys, and certainly guys looking for those heifers coming in the future. So give us a call right here at the barn. Well, with that, we say, you know the way we go. You certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
729 from KEDY 50 this hour. Highs around 90 again on unusually warmer temperatures for late September. Be in the mid-70s with a cold front moving in on the high side for tomorrow.
The first fall cold snap doesn't always mean the end of mosquitoes. All about those pesky insects that can't take a hint on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 30th, the 274th day of the year. Chewing gum tycoon William Wrigley was born on this day, and NBC introduced us to the gang at Cheers on this night in 1982. Does the first frost mean the end of mosquitoes for the season? It actually takes more cold than you might expect to do them in. Even after a light frost or freeze, don't be surprised to find them back and biting during autumn warm spells. That's because mosquito larvae often live in water, which doesn't cool as quickly as the air temperature. In fact, the eastern tree-hole mosquito overwinters as an adult and can emerge in warm spells throughout the winter. So keep protecting yourself in the lawn and garden this fall, especially in the early morning and evening hours. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Chiefs wrap up week number 4 of the regular season with another victory, still going undefeated after beating the L.A. Chargers by a touchdown 17-10. The Chiefs dominated the entire game, putting a total of 329 total yards on the board for the game with 228 passing yards and 101 rushing yards. Patrick Mahomes did dominate the game, putting a total of 245 yards on with one touchdown, one interception, and going 19-29. Kareem Hunt had a dominating night with 69 yards and 14 carries. Travis Kelce also putting 89 yards on with 7 receptions. It's an extended week for the Chiefs as they are off until the Monday night football game for Monday next week as they are back at home at Arrowhead Stadium against the New Orleans Saints. The Saints are coming into the week 2-2 and sitting number 3 for the NFC South. The Chiefs, with their undefeated record so far, are the only ones in the AFC West undefeated, going 4-0 and top of the conference. The Chargers are tied with that number two slot in the AFC West, also at 2-2. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football scores. Marysville beat Concordia 24-0. Abilene fell to Rock Creek 42-6. Clay Center over Chapman 42-26. Wamego beat Topeka Hayden 31-28. In our Friday feature game, Hanover tripped Frankfort 28-22. Axtell beat Blue Valley 64-8. Leon over Thunder Ridge 39-16. Valley Heights down Sacred Heart 32-16. Centralia took Donovan West 58-14. Diller Odell over Lewiston 47-12. And Tri-County beat Southern 54-26.
In a highly anticipated state-ranked matchup between Hanover and Frankfort on a Friday night, it was the Hanover Wildcats staying undefeated on the season with a 28-22 win over TVL foe Frankfort. Hanover got started with a 50-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Ryken Stahlbaumer to Brant Beigman in the first quarter, making it 8-0 at the end of one. It was back-and-forth second quarter in which running back Kadrick Cohorse found the end zone twice for the Hanover Wildcats. Lane Loizo finding the end zone twice, two for Frankfort, while at halftime score 22-14. Frankfort gets themselves a safety in the third quarter, making this one tight 22-16 before tying it up with 5:48 left to play in the fourth as Lane Loizo punched in his second touchdown of the game from 1 yard out, making it 22-22. Frankfort could not take the lead on the 2-point conversion, leaving the door open for Frankfort, or for Hanover, who closed it with an 8-yard touchdown pass from Kendrick Cohorse to Cameron Juneman with 24 seconds left in the ball game, giving Hanover the 28-22 win. Hanover moves to 4-0 on the season. Frankfort drops to 3-1 in a fabulous TVL matchup from a Friday night. For KNDY Radio, this has been Max Blasky.
Marysville Bulldogs took a homecoming win, their fourth victory in as many starts, defeating a young Concordia team 24-0 Friday. Marysville a 24-0 lead first half, as Willow Tott went 5 yards on a quarterback keeper with just under 3 minutes to play in the first and carried for the conversion for the early 8-0 lead. Dakota Slupionic, first of two touchdown carries, short range, 1 yard out with 8:43 to play in the half. Grant Avely had the conversion. Same tandem with a minute 4 left in the half. Slupionic from a yard out for the 6. Avely with the deuce. 24-0 Marysville at the intermission. Concordia held the ball much of the second half with a different look offense. But the Panthers are winless in 4 starts as Marysville goes 4-0. A 24-0 win as the Bulldogs kick off Friday at Abilene. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
KNDY.